This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special The Kid episode of the BCP. Very excited to talk to this guy. It's a long time coming. Of course, you know him as the King of New York 2020 winner. He won that whole tournament, and he is number 475 on the PWI 500. The Kid, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, welcome in, man. Applause track. What's up, bro?
Thank you very much for having me, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's good to finally talk to you. I've been following your career out here in the Northeast and all over, man. It's long overdue. Thanks for taking the time, man. How are you, man? We're going through this pandemic era. Things are starting to open up again, man. How are you? How are you feeling? How's everything?
I'm doing great. Feel very good. I'm currently in the gym right now, hitting legs on a Monday because I think of it this way. I have a show Saturday and Friday. So wow. By the time Friday hits, my legs won't be sore anymore. So that's why I stick to legs early on in the week.
That's a great
little bit of advice. Yeah.
Look at that. If you guys are listening, that makes so much sense. Look at you. Do the legs early in the week. That way, by the weekend, when you got your shows, you're ready to go. Look at that, man. And let's talk about that. A little shameless promo right now. I've been doing a lot of great stuff with Pro Wrestling Magic. Vinny, you are taking on one half of the American Murder Society. And, of course, that is going to be Steve Off, man. Your thoughts about taking him on, someone who knows the ring very, very well, my friend.
Steve Wolf is a really good dude, really cool guy. He's been wrestling for, I don't know how long, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
He is definitely somebody who has good experience in the ring, and I'm excited for that match because he is mostly a tag team wrestler, it seems, these days. So it's good to take him on one-on-one and see what he's got as a one-on-one competitor.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's going to be very, very different. Great opportunity for you. And Magic is doing some great things right now. Any goals specifically moving forward? Are you kind of, you know, I always talk to people. Are you kind of the guy that's always looking to chase the gold? You know, we see a lot of that in promotions nowadays, the Infinity Gauntlets and whatnot. Or are you just trying to have these show-stealing matches? Like, what are your goals in these promotions moving forward?
In terms of Magic, I definitely want to win the Junior Championship title.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, that's something. I love the style of wrestling they do. I feel like I fit that mold very well. And that is a title I would love to hold. And I feel like I would represent it very well. But mainly when I'm wrestling for companies or new companies or debuting, I like to have the best match possible that will connect to the crowd and that will get the best emotion out of the whole audience. But mainly, I love to have good matches. I love wrestling good talent. And I love to be able to tell my story through pro wrestling.
Yeah, dude. Very well said. And speaking about having show stealing matches, let's talk about NFW. A couple months ago, I was doing the camera switching, man. Don't worry. I got your good side. I got all the good angles ready to go, bro. And you had a fantastic match with member of the Dark Order, Allen Angels. You guys are both good. So on paper, I knew that match was going to be incredible. I think you had another opponent scheduled. They called an audible, as these things often happen in this business. And it worked out. So you guys had a show stealing match. It was amazing. Tell us a little bit about working with Allen Angels.
Oh, man. Allen Angels is the man. He's a great dude, great talent. He's somebody who I've known for years on years on deck. The first match that was supposed to happen was Jake Something from Impact.
Yep.
But I believe he had a schedule conflict, so they changed it to Allen. And I'm so lucky because I love Allen and he's super talented. And we were able to go out there and do what we do best.
Yeah, absolutely. Steal the show. That's what you did. A little show respect after the match as well, man. I always remember that one. I've actually watched it a couple times after that.
Hell yeah.
It's good stuff, man. And you're always stealing the show, man. Right in that wave of momentum right now. But you've been all over the place, man. Talk to us a little bit about working with Ring of Honor. I mean, some of the best wrestling around, man.
Yeah, I was there a few years ago working there consistently. Future of Honor, and it was so much fun, man. Like, best locker room I've ever been in. Originally, they trained me. So getting able to be a part of the locker room and learn from them and wrestle for them, it's just a blessing. And hopefully soon I get to go back. And they're just a company that's levels above many others. And I just believe that they have the best locker room in terms of attitude and knowledge. A lot of guys have such good knowledge there, and just, you know, if you're in that locker room, be a sponge and just learn whatever you can learn while you're there, you know?
I love that, man. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, some stellar wrestling, stellar competitors right there.
Oh my God. Yes.
It's a matter of when and where for you, man. I never say a matter of if, you know, it's a matter of when and where. You're mm-hmm. killing it right now. And you talk about training with ROH at the dojo. Who were you working with? Like the likes of Delirious, or who are the guys back there time, that you worked with?
At the time, I was with Delirious, Will, Cheeseburger.
Oh, wow.
John Gresham. Yeah, they were very, oh my God, dude, I learned so much. And I became even a better person too by being around them. They're such good people. They make you a better person, you know? So I'm so lucky to be able to mature. I was, what, 18 years old? So being around them and getting able to learn from people like them really helped me become just a better performer and overall human being, you know? And I just, yeah. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed, man. I really am. And I think of it as a blessing to be able to do that. And hopefully in the future, be able to pass that knowledge to others when I'm, you know, either asked or being able to perform with people. I like to, when you're in a ring with somebody, you learn, you know, every time. Yeah. So I feel like when people wrestle me, I hope I give the best experience. So either if they're inexperienced and they're new, they can learn from me, or vice versa, I can learn from them. So I think of everything I do in wrestling as a learning experience.
I love that, man. I'm still very new in the business, and I love that you said that. I'm literally taking notes as this interview. I think that's great. Like, I'm like the sponge right now, like you said, man.
Yeah, it's something else, man. It's just, I see so many people get complacent with what they're doing. Like, oh, you know, I'm here, I'm good here. Nah, you want to keep getting better, because unless you're good where you are, unless you're happy with where you are. But for me, I'm never satisfied where I'm at. I always want to keep striving, keep getting better, keep performing on a different level than I've ever been on. And I want to keep being the best me possible as a human and as a performer.
I love it, man. Very well said. As he is multitasking right now, doing the podcast and working out, man. It's, you know, turning it up to 11. I appreciate that, man. Putting in the work. No days off, man. That's amazing, dude. And I always ask everyone I have on the show this one, because I am new. I got to work with Magic, calling a couple matches. I do commentary at a couple other places. Really getting my feet wet in the commentary pool. What advice would you have for me in the commentary booth, coming from a superstar in-ring talent? Like, what advice? Like, I'm sure you watch your matches back and say, oh, I wish commentary didn't do this and that. Like, what advice would you have for me?
You know, I usually have pretty good commentators when I wrestle. Like, I know I watch back my matches and I see, like, you know, like a lot of people, a lot of the matches I have, the people are pretty damn good. You know, like, if you haven't heard of Moe's, Killer Be Killed from down south, Tennessee, awesome. Tennessee area. He's a great commentator. Somebody could learn from if you need to. But I think you're pretty good, Rob. And
stop, please. I'm trying to put you over. Please stop.
No, but for me, I think it's always good to go up, see the talent before the show, ask what their moves are, ask what they should look out for, ask their height, their weight, whatever they need to know. You know what I mean? Anything that they should know. But you did that already. So I like right there, I noticed that. But yeah. I believe that it's always good, you know, like, I think, I feel like a lot of commentators have been really good that I've had, so I haven't really had any bad ones lately, so I really can't give you an answer for that, but yeah, just keep on trying to learn about the talent and be able to help the talent tell their story through your commentary.
Very well said, and I appreciate, yeah. I'm supposed to be putting you over, man, but I appreciate the kind words, man. And absolutely, like, you're killing it in the ring, man. I love what you're saying. I love learning from everybody, but you talk about, you know, telling the story and getting like the facts from the superstars. I always try to do my research. I always try to put you guys over or get you heat respectively, whatever's going on there, man. And you've had quite a story, man. You know, you're always getting the tap on the shoulder to be the match on the card in my book. But you've overcome some obstacles in your career. Yes. Shane did this very heartfelt post. I did want to talk about this, about you overcoming a knee injury and just taking that head on, man, and overcoming like every obstacle as positively as you can, man. And that seemed to very much inspire him. That inspires me, man. Talk about that journey to recovery and getting back in the ring.
So I believe I was like 18 or 17 when that happened. And my whole mindset was getting back in the ring, doing what I gotta do to get back, you know? I feel like most injuries you could have, or you do have, it's all mindset, you know? But some injuries could really be fucked up. But, sorry, the curse, but
You're allowed
fucking
to.
Terrible. Yeah, fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But the ones that they're all terrible. Every injury terrible. You want to be able to be healthy and be strong and be ready for whatever you got to do. But most injuries, really, it comes down to mindset. You could either rehab your injury, get back to being where you were last time or even better. Like, or you could get depressed, which happens. That happened to me. But oh, wow. you get depressed, you get upset, it's all mindset, you know? Like, for me, in the beginning, I got very depressed. I was like, oh, shit, what am I going to do with my life? Like, what am I going to do with my life? You know, I'm sitting here. I have 2 weeks sitting here. Well, first of all, I'll be honest. The 2 weeks that I believe it's 2 weeks. You have to like, be non-active for 2 weeks. Just lay down on the couch.
Yeah.
And, let your knee heal or whatever. Let your body part heal, whatever you have injured. That's what I'm known. Like, that's what I know. I know at the time, I had to sit down for 2 weeks and, you know, let it heal itself before I start working on it. But I was sitting there, and I'm like, yo, this is fucking terrible. 2 weeks of this shit. And I got kind of complacent. I kind of ate a little more than I should. But the 2 weeks that you can't really walk goes by so fast. You don't even realize it. So by the time I was done with the 2 weeks of like not being able to do any activity, I put on a few pounds of fat. And I'm like, damn. And then PT called me, ready to have you in. And I'm like, well, here we go. And the rehab process, the PT process goes by very fast. It's disheartening because there's a few times where you're trying so hard to get things done and you fail and you fall, but you get back up and you keep going. But the process goes by pretty quick if you're very consistent and persistent with it.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed. Like, I pushed very, very hard on that.
Wow. Very well said, though, man. That's super inspiring, man. You know, I feel like we all have to face bumps in the road one way or another. And I love how you phrase that. You're like, you know, you try, you want to push, you want to fast forward sometimes, but you're doing everything you can, you fall. But what do you got to do? You got to get back up, man. And look at you now, man. You're killing it all over the place, man. And I want to talk about that, man.
Rob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Fun story. Yes, the injury was like 3 or 4 years ago, but I still have a video on my phone of me doing a drill for cutting. Like, you know how football players run into cuts?
Sure.
I have a video of me cutting. Because the PT they had me go through was sort of like football physical therapy. Because they didn't know wrestling.
So
they kind of put me through they put me through running back physical therapy ish, you know, if I could put it that way. Cutting, running, speed, acceleration. So that's what really helped me out. But And also helped that I had a great physical therapy at the time. Great people. They still help me if I have any nicks and pains. You know, I go in there and they fix me up a little bit. But or if I need like my body realigned, my back realigned or something, they're always there to help me. But I have a video on my phone from 4 years ago of me doing a drill and falling and getting right back up.
Oh wow!
I look at that every now and then. I look at that video and I'm like, huh? Look at me. What I'm doing now. And look at me struggling them. And it just inspires me. And I try every avenue of ways to inspire myself. Because sometimes it gets hard. You know, this world can be a cool world. You know, you can get depressed. You know, you get down on yourself. Just, I think of ways where I could just be like, you know, I am proud of myself. And I am happy where I am. You know, I'm blessed. You know, I have so many great fans in my life. Great people in my life who push me. And I'm just lucky. I have a great family. I'm blessed to have a great family. And I look at the good things in life. I think that inspire me and I tackle it, you know, and I look at it and I'm like, all right, here we go. Refocus, you know?
That's amazing, man. That's super inspiring, man. I love what you said about the video. Thank you for sharing that, dude. And you know, you talk about obviously, you know, being a family guy, you know, I always say family first and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. man. So not to be cliche, but I got to ask the question, man, how did you get into the business? Did you grow up watching with your family? Did you have someone in the business, man? Like, how did this all start for you?
So, this is funny. My favorite wrestling game, I mean, even, I'm sure you're a fan of it, is SmackDown versus Raw 07.
Oh, dude, yeah, we have all of them, please, yeah.
The soundtrack. My cousin Sonny was playing 07. I was like 8, 9 years old? I don't even know what I was. I was young. And they were playing this game, and I saw Rey Mysterio, and I saw the Boogeyman. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I saw the Boogeyman coming out, like, shake in the game, eating the worms in the entrance and walking out. And I'm like, yo, this is freaking next level shit. Like, what is this? And then I started playing the game. And then he's like, oh, this is on TV too. I'm like, what the this is on fucking TV? No way. You crazy? Yeah. This is so I started watching it on television. And then I got up, became a fan. My first favorites were like Rey Mysterio, John Cena. I actually really was a big fan of The Big Show at first.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty random. But yeah, so I mean, and I love The Big Show. But yeah, so like that's where I started out, like liking it. So I went to a show. I saw Evan Bourne and now known as Matt Sydal live.
Sure, sure.
And yeah, he had a great match and inspired me. I'm like, damn, this guy is like maybe my height, a few inches taller than me.
Yep.
I could do this too. So I watched that match and that inspired me. I was 12 at the time, I think. But so a few years goes by, my favorite becomes Daniel Bryan, or now known as Bryan Danielson.
Nice.
I went to a meet and greet. Literally, I had a pass to meet a few people. Bryan ran right to him.
Nice.
I don't know. It was like what, 14? I was talking to him and I said, I want to be a wrestler one day. He goes, man, that's amazing. You better go for it. And don't give up. And
wow.
I did.
I started training
by ROH. And ever since then, no looking back, you know. I'm had many mentors along the way. Like currently right now, I'm very blessed to be mentored and learning a lot by EC3. And
oh, wow. That's amazing.
Watch Free the Narrative Part 2. Wink, wink.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so I'm blessed to just have these good influences on my career, like him. And yeah, so yeah, man, just that's how it started. And now here I am right now. And that's the start of it. Yeah. SmackDown versus Raw 07, being that's a diehard awesome. Fan of wrestling. I used to, oh man, Jeff Hardy, John Cena. I was such a fan, man. I'm a fan. I love wrestling. You know, we're all fans at heart.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. We all are, man. That's amazing though. Yeah. I came in around like the Ruthless Aggression era. So, Rey Mysterio really caught my eye and the video yeah. games, always, you know, we tried to keep up with the video games. Those were always great. Obviously now you're always, you know, you're working in the gym, you're working on your craft, man. You're in the ring on weekends. Do you still get time to game a little bit or check out any of the newer games? Are you just focused on your craft here and there?
I'm very, very focused and I really have not a lot of time to do much. But I did buy the Battlegrounds game.
Yes. Yeah.
You know
yeah,
that
yeah.
one with they do the body slams from like 500 feet in the air.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I
like stuff like that. I don't know. I'm a fan for like crazy, weird, wacky types of games. And I'm like, oh, my wrestling, this is pretty cool. And so I got it. I played it a few times, but I've just been busy. I'm trying to get into it. I used to like Call of Duty. That's fun. That's always fun.
Oh,
but yeah, I've just been very busy lately with like bookings, the gym, my diet, family time. You got to make time for your family when you can. Traveling, you know, you travel, you fly out, you wrestle, come right home, sleep for like a couple hours, go right to the gym. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm in the gym twice a day, Monday and night. I'm like morning and night. So it's kind of always a grind, man. But I make time for my games if I need to play a game, you know. My friends get mad at me because I'm never around to see them. My non-wrestling friends, you know, if I'm always busy. So like I'm telling them, dude, tell me ahead of time we want to hang out. If you're available to hang out, if you want to meet up, we'll go to the mall, have food, you know, we'll chill. But it's always, or if I tell my friend Matt, one of my good friends, I'm like, yo, you want to hang out? Come to the gym with me. You know, we used to always go to the gym. So like I try to fit in you know what I mean? I try to fit in whatever I can. The best I can, you know, even though it's not always the best or always the most convenient, I try to fit in all my friends whenever I can.
Yeah, of course, man. That's amazing to hear. And I got to ask you this one. This is our favorite question to ask on the show. I think I might know the answer to this one already, but we ask everybody this one. I pop for your entrance all the time. I think everyone pops for your entrance. Let's be real.
Yep.
So I always ask anyone, maybe you'll throw a curveball at me here, but if you could have that moment where someone is playing you to the ring, what band, I have a guess, or artist would be playing you down to the ring?
With my theme song now that I currently have? Or
well, that's what I'm that's what I'm expecting you to pick, but maybe you want like something different. Like if you could just have that big entrance with any artist, any band playing you down, little fantasy booking here, who would you pick?
You would think it's my theme song now.
Right.
So my last show, but I had like three shows ago, I wrestled Jaden Newman at TWE Chattanooga in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And I wrestled, I'm sorry, I wrestled Adam Priest, sorry.
Okay.
I wrestled Adam Priest. I'm sorry, Jaden Newman is my one of my best friends, and he works there also. So, but that's why I said his name.
You're busy, but man. You're busy, man.
Yeah. I wrestled Adam Priest. Okay. And I came out in my entrance singing my theme song, Backstreet Boys Larger Than Life.
Nice.
Which is pretty funny. I came out singing it. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed
always
it.
Always a pop. Always a pop.
Yeah. It actually, I never really sang my entrance song. So for the first time doing it, fans really reacted great. It was great. They sang it with me. It was awesome.
Nice.
But if I had someone play me to the ring, I'll throw a curveball at you.
Oh, wow.
I would like Living on a Prayer to the ring. Bon Jovi.
Little Bon Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey guy. All right, little Bon Jovi. Okay, represent. That's a good, that would get the crowd going too, man. That's a great answer. Love it. Yeah. That's amazing, man. But you are doing anything but Living on a Prayer right now. You are living the dream right now. And I'll say this. I want to be respectful of your time, man. Thank you for even calling.
Oh, dude. Please. I'm enjoying this. Let's keep going.
Oh, good. Let's keep it going. So not
if you have time.
Of course, man. Not to be cliche, but I got to ask you this one. You know, you've worked all over the place, man. You are riding that wave of momentum. I've said a lot of times when I've called your matches, I always mentioned like that wave of momentum that you're on right now, man. What are the goals moving forward? Because we've heard all the answers. Like, you know, if someone offers you a certain place to work at, some people just say, hey, I want to stay on the indies, make a living there. Some people are like, I want to go to Japan. Some people say, I want to open a wrestling school. What are the long-term big time goals for you moving forward?
I mean, definitely cliche is an answer, but I would love to have a contract in this, you know, making a living, making a comfortable living, doing what I love most, you know, with the contract. If off the indies, like living off the indies would be awesome too, you know, doing that also. Yeah, like I love that. I definitely would like to have a contract with a company, having that, you know, company behind my back who has faith in me, who I could, you know, do my best work for, where I am loyal to them. I would love that, you know, that's definitely a goal. Eventually one day I'll open a school, maybe. That's something I thought.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But my definitely the goal is to be able to have a contract. Being able to have a comfortable living, have a family with my family. Aww. And be able to that's right. That's my to me. People ask me sometimes, what is success to me? To me, success is being able to live off of what you love most to be able to support you and your family. That to me is what success is to me. So that to me is what I want. It's what I strive for. So having a contract with the company, a wrestling company, obviously, to be able to support my family and myself and be able to enjoy what I'm doing. That's the goal. That's the dream. But so all the goals I have, I have some dream matches I have. I have maybe open a school. I definitely want to have like a side business when I have, like when I'm, you know, when I do have a contract, when I do have that goal of mine, I definitely have like a side business, like maybe t-shirt company or like where I could print shirts out for people who need shirts, you know, stuff like that. But definitely that's the goal of mine, the to be able to live with what I love most.
That's amazing, man. That's a great answer, man. Again, I can tell you're a family first guy, man. And I think that's the most important thing, man. And I got to ask you this one, because Vinny, let's be real, man. You're super over everywhere you go, man. And I think a lot of times there's some really amazing talent, but sometimes they don't always know how to connect with the fans or get heat from the fans, whatever their persona entails, man. You are very good at connecting with the fans and getting a reaction, man. From your in-ring work to your entrance to everything in between, man. What advice would you have to some other competitors that are trying to get to that next level right now?
I would say watch yourself as a fan and see what you would, see what you would want to, picture what you would want to see yourself do to cheer yourself. Or just be you. Go out there and be yourself and turn it up. That's what I believe is something that is a great tool for me. Just go out there and have fun. People relate to having fun. People relate to realness. You know, like I can't go out there and do a Braun Strowman character, or like I can't go out there and go, yeah, I can't do that because it's not real. I'm not 6'5" or 6'10". I'm not that. So I just be me. And I do it to the best of my ability. I be me, go out there, have fun and connect and do my best to connect. And sometimes I get booed because not everyone likes to, you know, cheer the good guy or have fun. You know what I mean? Sometimes it doesn't work, but where it does work, I'm lucky that I have that fans, those fans to connect.
Absolutely, man. Very, very well said, man. Vinny, dude, this was awesome just getting to know you and pick your brain a little bit. But let's get to the important stuff right now, man. We're all about that shameless promo here on the BCP. Yeah, let's talk about where people can get the shirts, 8x10s, follow you on social media, book you, all that good stuff, man. This is all you. What do you got?
Hell yeah. So booking inquiries usually go to like a messenger, Facebook Messenger, or you could, I mean, the primary place would be my email, bookvinnypacifico@gmail.com.
Welcome, do it.
Yeah. And me on social media at Vinny Pacifico on Instagram, Vinny Pacifico on Facebook, and Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter.
Very, very well said. Hey, Vinny, dude, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Especially, I know you're working out. You're putting in the work all the time. I look forward to seeing you at another show. Stay safe out there, man, and continue success, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You're the best.
And like we always say here on the BCP, guys, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.